Anti-fascist protesters gather outside an Athens Supreme Court where two alleged Golden Dawn affiliates are tried for fatally stabbing 26-year-old Pakistani worker Shahzad Lukman 1 year ago today. The victim's family traveled from Pakistan to attend the trial.
We're waiting for justice for our dead son. We have a lot of pain and this is ongoing, but we are patient.
We have come from so far away for this. We thank the Greek people who stood by us and who changed our opinion of this country.
The murders of both Lukman and Greek rapper Pavlos Fissas in 2013 raised racially and ethnically motivated violence into mainstream current affairs, showing how the phenomenon increased radically in the last 6 years of the deep financial insolvency, and revealed how affiliates of Greece's extreme far-right party Golden Dawn allegedly were involved in the fatal incidents. Another case that shocked public opinion in Greece this week is that of Sahid, an Iranian man who had his ear bitten off by racist attackers in Athens. His story was revealed by the Greek branch of Doctors of the World, who gave us the footage, as Sahid has now been arrested by Greek police as an illegal migrant.
We are fighting against the obvious, a political group that read Hitler books and send people on bikes to stab migrant workers. It is a criminal organization, exactly in the way it is accused in Greek courts and by the state itself.
Dispensing justice against hate crime seems to be a priority for the Greek pro-austerity government. Critics, however, say that apart from the ethical need to tackle rising racism, the government is trying to shake off some of the responsibility in creating a xenophobic, racist political environment. Konstantin Venizelos, Press TV, Athens.